Oh. Hold on. We've got to let it drop. Okay, now we can talk. Game time. 1620 The Zone. 1620TheZone.com. 1620 The Zone mobile app. Halfway home here on a Wednesday. Hey, reminder, Kevin Kugler, Brian Munson, all on the show tomorrow. Get a recruiting fix, and we got lots to talk about with Kevin Kugler. Been at the Final Four, called the National Championship game, then he was at Augusta. Certainly lots of things to talk about. But I want to talk about something that went down last night. So the Blazers beat Oklahoma City in Game 2. So now Portland is up 2-0 on OKC as the series shifts back to Oklahoma City. And even though Portland's the 3 seed and Oklahoma City's the 6 seed, I told you that I'd view this as an upset if the Blazers won. I said it at the start of the playoffs. At some point, the excuses have to stop. And Oklahoma City and Russ got a win in the playoffs. You know, in my opinion, to me, there's no excuse for them to not make the Western Conference Finals. You're on the opposite side of Golden State and Houston. You got Russ. You got Paul George. Come on now. And, you know, it's one of those, if you listen to this show, you know I'm really hard on Russell Westbrook. I'm hard on him. And I kind of want to reset that whole conversation. Let me preface everything by saying I admire, and I don't know who couldn't and who wouldn't, I admire Russell Westbrook's will and fire and desire. Night to night, nobody plays harder and with more fire than Russell Westbrook. But I have a question. Where are we at with Russell Westbrook? Like, you guys realize he averaged a triple-double again. 3 straight years. Triple-double. But he wasn't even sniffing the MVP conversation this year. Wasn't even really sniffing the MVP conversation last year. Because the media just wasn't as into the story. The media latched on to that story. I told you it was like the bruised housewife. KD left his bruised and battered housewife, Russell Westbrook, to go marry the hot secretary, Golden State. And people latched on to that story. And the vehicle of that story became the triple-double. Well, when you put all your eggs into that, it's like, well, okay, he's now averaged triple-double 3 straight years. What is it? I've always said my issue with Russell Westbrook is this, and I want you to really think about this. So Russell Westbrook had Kevin Durant. That's chapter one. Then Russell Westbrook didn't have Kevin Durant. That's chapter two. And now Russell Westbrook has Paul George. That's chapter three. My issue is Russell Westbrook has played the exact same way in each of those chapters. And really think about how flawed that is. With Kevin Durant, best scorer on earth, he played the exact same way. No Kevin Durant, by himself, played the exact same way. Now he's got Paul George, plays the exact same way. Great players, great point guards, know how to alter their game to elevate those around them. And whether that takes sacrificing or blending. My thought on Russell Westbrook is he's just a tornado of tunnel vision with blinders on, and everyone has to adjust to him. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's not yielding great results post-KD. Look at that. Russell Westbrook in 13 playoff games since losing Kevin Durant. His record is 3-10. He's shooting 38% from the floor, 28% from three. It's the MVP, huh? My thought, I don't think Russell Westbrook doesn't make players or better around him. He doesn't elevate people around him. And Nick, you may say, well, Nick, he averages 10 assists a game. Listen, there's a difference between being a babysitter or a guardian and being a parent. And there's a difference between getting an assist and making people better.
Get him, Nick.
I mean, and I've told you, nobody plays harder than Russ. But I could also argue that nobody has less self-awareness on the court to elevate others than Russ. The guy had Victor Oladipo. That whole chapter I said without KD, yeah, Victor Oladipo was on the team. Oladipo leaves Russ, all-star big-time player in Indiana. Big-time player. Remember the narrative that year? Man, look at his help. He's got no help. Or were they just maybe suppressed because of the tornado blinder that is Russ? I just think Russell Westbrook doesn't know how to sacrifice or adjust his style to elevate people around him. He just does his thing, and you guys got to adjust to him. And that's not what great players and great point guards get. Like, that's not what they do. One last thing, and I want you guys also to really think about this. One last thing. Are we totally sure that Damian Lillard isn't better than Russell Westbrook?
Ask that question again.
Are we totally sure that Damian Lillard isn't better than Russell Westbrook? Because think about this. I feel like we got to assess this without Kevin Durant. Like, if we just look at Russ without KD and then Lillard's career, because he's never had KD. So Russell Westbrook without Kevin Durant, 6 seed in the West, 4 seed in the West, 6 seed in the West, lost in the first round the last 2 years, and things are trending towards another first round exit. Damian Lillard has never had anyone close to as good as Kevin Durant or Paul George running alongside him. And I could make a case, even Oladipo.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, CJ McCollum's good. Now, okay. Oladipo wasn't the Oladipo that we know in Indiana and Oklahoma City, but like, who's better, CJ McCollum or Victor Oladipo?
Vic.
Lillard missed the playoffs as a rookie, but then being the face of the franchise, carrying the flag, I am the guy, all on my shoulders, follow me, here we go. He's made the playoffs every year after that. 5 seed, 4 seed, 5 seed, 8 seed, 3 seed, 3 seed. So he's finished in the top 5 every year but one since his rookie year in the West. He's won 2 playoff series, and he could be heading towards winning a 3rd this year over Oklahoma City. And Russell Westbrook has never won a playoff series without Kevin Durant. I'm just asking the question that I think a lot of people would go, what? Man, what? Are we totally sure Damian Lillard isn't better than Russell Westbrook? I'm just saying that it's a real conversation. Because Damian Lillard has played great in both these games so far.
He's been the best player on the floor.
Period.
Put some respect on that man's name.
Put some respect on Damian Lillard's name. Think about that. Like, he might be one of the most underappreciated stars in the NBA.
Easily.
I mean, again, look at this guy is in Portland. His second best player is CJ McCollum. Now, don't get it twisted. CJ McCollum's a good player. Mm-hmm. 5 seed, 4 seed, 5 seed, 8 seed, 3 seed, 3 seed. Like, and yet people, if you asked, I feel like if you polled everybody, like, it would be like unanimous Russell Westbrook's better. And I'm like, are we sure? You don't get any of the drama. You don't get any of the wild mood swings up and down. You don't get any of you get someone that can shoot. I'm just asking the question, man. I'm just asking the question. Judd says, if Russ shoots one more three, I'm going to scream. Miles says, give me Damian Lillard any day over Russ. Mm. Is this funny? Like, that thought would get met with great pushback.
Yep.
But think about it. Think about it now. I don't think it's just crazy. This feels like a huge Game 3 and Game 4 rest of the series for Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. Huge. Game time.